second pick.
Well, we're looking at the markets that now have, after spending much of the morning in the green, have been in the red since about 10:30 or 11 o'clock. The Fed announcement is about a half an hour away. Might this be some of the reason? A little trepidation here. Let's talk about it. We're joined by Mike Willman, President, Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston. Hi, Mike. Welcome back to the Noon Business Hour.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you see after the Fed makes his announcement? Blue skies or not?
I mean, that's the big story today for sure, Sherman. I mean, only a small handful of economists think that a rate increase is likely at the meeting this week. I think several months of mixed or weak economic data, including negative first quarter GDP and weak second quarter growth forecasts, will probably keep this rate increase on hold. I think the focus for investors should be more on viewing the Fed's policy statement and any updated economic projections from the meeting. I think one more thing to watch for is a dissenting vote from the Richmond Fed president, Jeffrey Lacker. The last three policy decisions were all unanimous, but we should see more debate over rate increases because economic data continues to be pretty muddy. I think most economists are probably looking at a rate increase in September at the earliest, and I've been hearing today even some economists thinking December could be the time.
Is it going to be significant that this is not likely to be a unanimous opinion, that not only Lacker, but maybe the Fed's Charles Evans may also dissent, the Chicago president?
Yes, I did hear that, too, that could be the case also. Like I said earlier, data continues to be pretty muddy, so you're going to have, there's possibly going to be dissent and not unanimous decisions.
Charles Evans is a dove, by the way, and he is looking at a rate increase maybe further down the road than many of the other members of the Fed.
Which is
yes,
important.
Yes, definitely.
Point.
I think it was in the Wall Street Journal today. When you have a rate increase, you're not automatically going to have equity markets going down. I think they showed a statistic where 9 of the last 13 raises in interest rates actually didn't do anything in terms of causing equity markets to go down. They actually were steady or even up during the time. So it's not automatic. And, you know, obviously whatever they're going to do, they've been saying this forever, is going to be very gradual. So it's not going to be a big, knee-jerk sort of jolt to the markets.
And in fact, Mike, the fact of the Fed finally agreeing to raise rates would mean that the Fed is content that the economy is improving and that we're not going to be falling back.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, things are looking better for sure. And, there's not going to be a rate raise, until they're very sure that, we're on very steady ground.
Well, looking at possible telltales, we saw FedEx come in with revenue missing and profits off, missing estimates at least. Shares of FedEx are down. Many think that FedEx is a telltale because of its involvement in the shipping industry, that if things aren't being sold, they're not being shipped. Does this give us any kind of a guideline?
I think it's, certainly a small guideline, but other companies in that industry have been doing well recently, and you'll have more earnings announcements coming out, obviously, after the quarter and stuff, so you'll see more. But, that's one thing to look at, but certainly not the end-all, be-all, just one company.
Are we going to see, as interest rates rise, are we going to see any cash draining out of the equity markets and then going back into bonds?
That will probably be slow going. I have a lot of the challenge I have as an advisor, and this is a challenge for anyone who's, retirement age, is it's so difficult to get any yield from a portfolio now. So if you want to be a little bit conservative and not have all your money in stocks and, be able to live off some of that money, it's really, really challenging now. So you might see a trickle back in. I certainly would look to that, as rates started going up, increasing the bond exposure when I felt like rates were going to, not go up too much and sort of stabilize because, yield is so hard to come by. You just can't get it anywhere.
What investments do you like right now, Mike?
We're looking, still at international markets. The whole Greece cloud is kind of dampening the returns of international markets. We had really good returns in international markets versus U.S. at the beginning of the year, and now that's sort of damping. But if you look valuation-wise, I mean, those are good places to be. International markets and emerging markets definitely look cheaper than U.S. markets at this time. So that's where we're looking right now.
All right, Mike, thanks for your thoughts today. Mike Willman is President of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston. Personal Finance.